Have we mentioned it's a big arts weekend in Northwest Arkansas? Tomorrow night, a concert in Fayetteville will highlight three singer-songwriters with strong ties to the state. Jamie Lou Connolly, Willie Carlisle, and Adam Fawcett will perform at Riley's on Dixon Street. Last week, Jamie Lou came to the Harold and Blanchcock News Studio with her husband and musical collaborator, Garrett Boland, to give a preview to Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis and to catch us up on what they've been working on in recent months.
This is called The Ashes. I originally wrote it as I put it together in a recording on keyboard and stuff, and now we're starting to actually play it, not as a beat. So, all right. Two, three.
So sounds awesome.
Thank you. Thanks.
How long have y'all been sitting on that song?
A minute.
A long time. We just demoed it as a band. I'm excited about it. It's Matt. I never had drums. Like, we put it together on the spot. We have the Spire that we use.
I haven't played it but a couple of times.
Yeah. Well, you put bass, so we have, like, the Spire's an 8-track, so I, like, was messing around on the keys one day and laid it down real lo-fi, like, a, you know, 5-part harmony and, like, keys. And then we redid it to a click, and then Garrett came in with bass and guitar, and I did, you know, vocals.
Yeah, it was very different from, I guess, how it's ending up. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's cool because it's one of those that's still in its incubation stage.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, in the stream from one eventuality to the other.
Yeah.
But it was much different. I don't know. We still might do it like that just for fun. It was really synthy.
Well, it's cool. Fun to like to write different ways. I always get kind of stuck in like I have to write with my acoustic guitar, and you know. Sometimes I write better when it's with my, you know, with a piano or a keyboard. Right. Or, you know, maybe just writing to a drum track would be funner. Do you just kind of mix it up, I guess, because you get stuck in a lull sometimes.
Just something to jog the dust off a little bit.
Yeah, and then you also start, all of your songs start sounding the same, and they're the same tempo, you know?
Even so in the same key sometimes.
See, in the same key. Yeah. I'm at fault for a lot of those things I just said.
Hey, if you find a key that you like.
If you're good at it.
Why not?
Y'all been working on a lot of new tunes lately, though, right?
Yeah, we have. We just demoed, 11 new tracks, and we've got about 6 or 7 waiting in right behind it to kind of, so we're trying to, like, we're taking our time with our full-length record. We're re-releasing our EP the way it should have been done. We just, a couple of people from LA, Austin, to remix and remaster it. And it's been really cool working with them. There's a new art director on it. So we're gonna actually be able to release this EP that we did the right way. We have Peyton, our new bass player, came in and did some bass tracks on it too. So it's like a kind of a different EP now, but it's just, you know, it's like 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So we're working on our album while it's kind of going on and trying to give ourselves a lot of songs to choose from, you know?
Yeah.
So it's cohesive and it kind of plays into what the theme of the record's going to be.
Do you feel like it's more representative of what you do as a full band nowadays rather than when the EP came out 3 years ago?
Oh, man. When we went, you know... When we went to the studio 3 years ago, one, I had a horrible flu. I gave it to everybody. So I recorded everything on the flu. Mm-hmm. And we also didn't really have, you know, now as a band, like, we know the tempo and we've got the click set for every one of our songs. So when we go to the studio, like, officially to record these songs, we're, like, going right in. We know exactly what's going on. Before, when we did the EP, we kind of figured it out in the studio. And thanks to Darren Stripling for really helping us figure that out, like, with us.
Yeah.
With Blue Chair. He's amazing. It's in Austin, Arkansas. It's where Adam Fawcett records, too.
Right.
And they've done amazing things with Adam Fawcett Records. This next song we're going to play, I wrote this with Willie Carlisle. It's called Most of What We Know. We wrote it at the House of Songs. Last year, right before we went to Folk Alliance. And it's definitely one of my favorite co-writes I've ever done with one of my favorite people I've ever met. So, all right, here we go. She's standing in the doorway, heaven lingering in the hall. My mother came from Tennessee all the way Arkansas. We're debtors in our houses, place we never thought we'd be. You wrote an honest letter that I can't bear to read. Seems like most of what we know is still in darkness. What we don't on every side.
decided not to be too sad about it. It might take us all our lives. Soldier has his rifle, hangman has his noose. My love has good intentions, and a tongue so sharp and loose. Don't know if it's forever, or if forever can be kind. We're trying to be happy, we don't know what that's like. Take us all our lives.
Jamie Lou Connolly and Garrett Brolin performing in the Harold and Blanche Cox News Studio for Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. They, along with Willie Carlisle and Adam Fawcett, perform tomorrow evening at Riley's on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Show begins at 7. Cover is $10 at the door. You can find out more at the Facebook page for Riley's on Dixon Street.